to the pool of baptism. Amen. Amen. As Jesus was baptized in like manner, we also follow in his footsteps. Amen. Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, we're going to ask if you will please turn back with us to the book of Hebrews. That's what's read earlier from Reverend Pearson, chapter number 11. Amen. Amen. And we will commence at verse 4 through 6. This is part 2 of part 1 on last Sunday. Amen. Amen. Hebrews, amen. While you put your hand on that, we're going to certainly go to the Lord in prayer, amen, so that all what we do is based on our prayers and favor from God, amen. God, we thank you, O Lord, because you are a mighty good God. Above thee, there is none other. Below thee, there is none other. And we know, O Lord, because you sit high and you look low, you know all of our conditions. You know all of what we stand in need of. So right now, Master, in the name of Jesus, through your holy preached word, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us, you will heal us, you will set us free, you will give us the desires of our heart, because we trust in you. We believe in faith that you can do all things but fail. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the real preacher to show up. Give me preaching power, Lord, so that somebody will cry out, what must I do to be saved, O Lord? We need you right now. In Jesus' name, we trust that you will hear our prayers and bless us with those things we so desire. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and for his name's sake we pray, O Lord. Amen. I don't have a long sermon, so I need your prayers and your amens. Amen. And Paul's letter to the church at Hebrew. Hebrews chapter number 11. We'll look at verse 3 through 6. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated, and it pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 6 says again, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We like to use as a subject, as we said on last Sunday, faith in God equals favor from God. Faith in God, come on somebody, equals favor from God. I hope you took your journey on faith this week. Faith in God equals favor from God. My brothers and my sister, once again, by the aid of the Holy Spirit from heavens above, the Spirit of God has appointed us as faith walkers of God's holy word to report back to his holy word on faith, so that we who yearn more for him through faith must know that the more we believe in him, the more we put our trust and hope in him, then the greater our faith increases the more in him. Because if we are faithful to God, then God will be faithful to us and reward us with his blessings from on high. I need your prayers now. Without repeating myself, goodwill, faith is always at its best when you believe in God. Come on, somebody. Faith is always at its best when you believe in God. Faith is when you know that you're fully convinced that God will come through for you no matter what. Oh, come on, somebody. I think I need to say that again. Faith is when you know and you are fully convinced that God will come through for you no matter what. Although he may not come when you want him, he may not come when you need him most. He may not come when you can't do without him. He may not come when dark clouds are hovering over you. He may not come, goodwill, when you are at your lowest. But do know this, when he does come to see about you, when he does show up in your life, when he does come to your rescue, when he does answer your prayers, he will be on time. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free from every stronghold that's holding you back, from every stronghold that's holding you down, from every setback that's trying to block you from your blessing. He will be on time for you, from every put down and mess around that's preventing you from going forward in the bright future, from everything that has caused you to lose your joy. He will be on time to deliver you from that, because Jesus says in Mark 10:27, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. I don't care what you're going through. With God all things are possible. I don't care how bad it looks. In faith with God. Come on, somebody. In faith with God all things are possible. And so if we're going to get favor from God, Brother Shepherd, I know you understand this. Not only must we understand what faith is in God, as the text tells us, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That was last Sunday's first point. What is faith? Okay. But secondly, on this Sunday, we must understand that God's supernatural faith never leaves us. Let me say this. Secondly, faith never leaves us. Come on, somebody. I need your help in here. Faith never leaves us. Goodwill, once we receive God's supernatural faith at salvation, it doesn't leave us. Paul tells us in Galatians 5:22-23, he says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. He says, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But he says faith, come on somebody, faith becomes a permanent part of our born again spirits. Now we sometimes use God's kind of faith that is present in our spirit, and others times we don't. But the truth is, faith is always present. Now there is no lack of faith within any true Christian. But there is just a lack of knowing and using what God has already given us. Paul tells us in Romans 3:12-3, where he says, God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, God has given every man a measure of faith. Take, for example, Goodwill. God didn't give us different measures of faith, because we all receive the measure of faith. Let me break it down to you. Take, for example, if I were serving soup to a lot of people, and I use the same ladle, you know, to dish it out, then that same ladle or soup spoon would be the measure. Everyone would get the same amount of soup, because I would use the same measure. That's the way it is with God's faith. He only used one measure. All born again Christians receive the same, come on somebody, I need some help in here, amount of faith. I'm almost finished here. That's what the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1:1. He said, Simon Peter's servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them hath attained that like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Jesus Savior. He said, the precious faith we have received. The Greek word that is translated like precious in this verse is isotonic, which means of equal value or honor. We have the same equal value of faith in Acts 9:36-42 is whereby the text says how we have the same equal amount of faith. But if we believe in that faith that we have, we'll get our blessing. Here's what I'm talking about in Acts 9:36-42. Peter, it says, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Darsa. This woman was full of good works and alms seed, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. Whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay but come. Then Peter rose and went with them. The text goes on and says, when he was come, they brought Peter up to the upper room, the upper chamber, where the lady was. She was dead, Goodwill. And the widow stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Darsa had made while she was with them. But Peter, come on, somebody. Peter, I'm going to show you, doesn't matter how bad you may have messed up in life, Peter, cussing Peter, come on, somebody. Denying Peter, come on, somebody. Fighting Peter, messed up along the way. And Jesus told Peter, come on, you remember the story, what Jesus told Peter, you're going to deny me before the cock crows. I don't know him. Come on, somebody. Who, me? I'm not with him. Three times Peter denied him, but Peter went away sorrowfully. The devil thought he had Peter, but Peter knew who Jesus was. Peter said, though he slayed me, yet will I trust him. And after crucifixion, after resurrection, Peter in faith had nothing but power in him. And so here's the same Peter going up to the upper room where this lady was. But the beauty of Peter going up in the upper room is the people had the measure of faith in the man of God. Let me go on. That says, but Peter put them all out. Peter going up in the upper room, put them out and kneeled down and prayed and turning him to the body. After he prayed, he turned to Tabitha and said, arise. The text said, and she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Come on, somebody. And he said, and then Peter said, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widow, he presented her alive. This same Peter used his measure of faith in God. That, come on, I can do all things but fail. The same Peter who called those things which be not. I wish I had some help in here. Somebody going through something. You got to have your measure of faith like Peter. The lady is dead, but in faith, Peter called her by her name. In faith, she heard Peter. In faith, she turned to Peter. In faith, Peter said, here she is. I wish you can speak life in faith to your problems. I wish you would stand up to your problems and say, get thee hence behind me. I wish I had somebody in here who don't mind praying in faith. Come on, somebody. Goodwill, now if that's not enough to encourage you, let me tell you about Peter again. Over in Acts in 5:15-16, people believed in the measure of faith. You remember when Peter, this is what Peter did. 5:15 says, and there you will discover that people of faith believed in him and were healed by Peter from him by just touching them with his shadow. Come on, somebody. He didn't touch him with the hands all the time. But the people believed in Peter that if I could just get in the shadow. Yes. That's how the song said, pass me not, O gentle Savior. I wish I had some help in there. Come on, somebody. Don't you know that song? Pass me not. Peter just passed them by. And they got in the shadow of Peter. And they were healed. They got in the shadow of Peter. And they were set free. People ought to be able to get in your presence. As you are a child of God, touch and agree, because where two or three are touching and agreeing, you ought to be able to get your healing. You ought to be able to get your breakthrough. You ought to be able to come out from where you are, because we got the measure of faith. Come on, somebody. We ought to just be able to get in each other's presence. And healing takes place. Get each other's presence. And good things start helping. And start helping one another. But still, we got to let our measure of faith stop us from doubting God. But cause us to start trusting and believing in Him. As Paul says, we got to let our measure of faith enable us to call those things. I told you last Sunday, which were, be not, talk to me somebody, as though they were. Goodwill, just be like that songwriter who said, you can't make me doubt Him. I know, come on somebody, I know, he did it for mama. I know He did some great things for daddy. I know what He did for grandma. I know what He did. I know too much. Come on, somebody. Speak life for your brother. Speak life for your sister. I know too much about Him. Use your supernatural, God's given faith. Even so, we also have the same faith as Paul. Come on, somebody. I want you to see that we have it as Peter and we have it as Paul. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he says, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. By faith of the Son. That's the part he said. Of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now note this, Paul didn't say that he lived by faith in the Son of God, but by the faith of, I gotta put my foot on that thing, by the faith of the Son of God. God has blessed you with a measure of faith. Paul said, I live by the faith of, come on somebody, help me somebody, of. The Son, I'm about to cut across the street and go and bring to the end by the faith of the Son of God. Goodwill, the measure of faith that Paul had was the same measure of faith that Jesus had. It was Jesus' faith. If there's only one measure of faith, as Paul says, as in Romans 12:3, then we also have the faith of Jesus. Note this, we have the same quality and quantity of faith that Jesus has. Therefore, we can do the same works. Come on, Peter, Paul, that Jesus did. If we receive this truth and begin to use what we have, John 14:12 says, where Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he, come on somebody, do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You have the same measure of faith that Jesus has. Jesus said, and you can do greater works. With faith, we can do greater works for God. Faith in God enables us to move problems out of our way. But you see, many Christians have not understood this. Many of us have spent their times asking for faith or asking for more faith. How is God going to answer a prayer like that? I'm almost finished here. Take, for example, we ask for faith. But how is God going to answer a prayer like that? Take, for example, if I gave you my Bible, and then you turn around and ask me for my Bible, what could I do? I would probably stand there in silence while I tried to figure out what was wrong with you. That's the reason there isn't an answer. When we beseech the Lord for more faith, we already have the same faith that Jesus has. That's why the Lord did say on Matthew 8:10, he said, he that had never seen such greater faith in the centurion. He also says in Matthew 8:26, he spoke of his disciples of little faith. He was speaking about how much faith he saw. None of us use all the faith we've been given. We don't need to ask God for more faith when we have faith. We just need to use the faith that God has given us. And so thirdly, when we believe, when we use our supernatural faith, then we will discover that faith has advantages. Faith has advantages. And thirdly, faith has benefits. So use it for your good. I think I need to say it again. Goodwill, faith has benefits. So use it for your good. Let's go home on that. So just tell the person next to you, faith has benefits. So use it for your good. Verse 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith means persuasion, conviction of truth in God. Faith is the assurance that we will receive the things which we hope for. The Bible has promised us blessings in this life if we obey God in faith. And it also contains promises for eternal life in the kingdom of God. Faith is the assurance that we will receive those promises. Faith is also the evidence of proof of what we cannot see or what we have not seen yet. By faith, we know that God made the universe. Although we cannot see God, and we're not present with God during creation, faith is the evidence or proof that God exists, and is also the evidence that he will keep his promises, even though we have not seen those promises yet. Faith has benefits. The text says, by faith, Abel offered up unto God a more excellent gift. By faith, Enoch was translated. Faith has benefits. Jesus said that we can move mountains. Come on, somebody, with mustard seed faith. Come on, somebody. I just need somebody to, you don't have to worry about your little faith or your greater faith. I just want you to latch on to your mustard seed faith. Come on, somebody, because mustard seed faith moves mountains. Mustard seed faith say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Mustard seed faith says, I got bills over here, but mustard seed faith says, I'ma pay them all in full. Mustard seed faith says, I got sickness over here, but prayer in with God, then to God in faith, there's healing over there. I wish I had somebody who don't mind saying, I got mustard seed faith. Little faith, problems and pain, but mustard seed faith, healing from on high. Little faith, bills on this side, but mustard seed faith, I got money in my pocket, even though it was strange at one time, but God has blessed me to have a paycheck to pay all of my bills. Faith has benefits. Goodwill, use your measure of faith. Call those things which be not as though they were. Stand up for your brother who has little faith, but use your mustard seed faith. Pray for your sister. Lay hand on her. Pray for your child. Lay hand on your child. Pray for your husband. Pray for your home. Pray for your church member. Use your mustard seed faith. Use the faith that God has given you. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say, mountain, move out of my way. Come on, somebody. Use your faith. Use the benefits that God has already blessed you with. You got more than you're using. Stop crying. Stop tearing up in the eyes. Use faith. Trust God. Believe in God. Because with God, all things are possible. With faith, you get in God. You get favor from God. I'm using a faith that he has given me. Greater faith. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I've not seen before. And they got their blessing. Little faith gets you nowhere but crying at night. Greater faith. And dry your tears and say, I can see it. Come on, somebody. Breakthrough is coming through. My blessing is coming. It's on the way. Faith in God equals favor from God. Goodwill, you got a measure of faith that Jesus said it's like a mustard seed. And we know what a mustard seed can do. Come on, somebody. Use that mustard seed faith. I ain't say no little faith. Come on, somebody. But use that mustard seed faith. And I promise you, you'll get the promises from God. You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll get it. God has promised great things to us through faith. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I wish I knew that song, so I'm going to start it, and then I'm going to be quiet and sing a little bit of it, and you're going to pick it up. What a mighty God we serve.